My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back in. In the news coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes. Watching my Mets take on, well, not the Pirates. Really, they're taking on Paul Skeens. When you watch the Pirates, and by watch the Pirates, I mean watch Paul Skeens, are you literally watching for anyone other than him? I can't think of a single reason why I would watch
O'Neal
the Pirates.
O'Neal Cruz is a pretty fun player to watch. Is he third base, shortstop?
That dude's huge.
He mashes, too. So he's kind of fun to watch, but no, it's the Paul Skeens show.
Yeah, it's like, I got the Pirates. And who would have had the punch and Judy that is Jeff McNeil in his 215 average? He took Skeens deep for a solo shot, 1-0, my Mets. My soon-to-be 500 New York Mets. Take that.
Have they been 500 at any point this season?
Yeah. They were 500 like a few games ago. And then the Astros took a couple from them. So the last week or two, they're hovering right around 500. I think they're a game back now. But I don't know if they've been above 500 over the last, except maybe at the beginning of the year, you know, kind of one of those things. But they're all right. They're, you know, it's like, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. Speaking of doing fine, Summer League coming up right around the corner. I know Danny's going down and we'll freak out. It's weird to think about how excited someone can get about Summer League, but I give you Danny Meringue. But they released their Summer League roster, and, you know, it's the usual characters, followed by a bunch of people that you have no idea who the hell they are. But you got, like, Rupaire, and you're going to have Klingons in there.
Chris Murray will be on the
team. Yeah, Chris Murray. And then, again, a bunch of people you're like, who? Who the hell is Quinn Ellis? But he's going to be down there. But two names that are not on there. Kamari's not on there, which, you know, whatever. Not a big deal. But I think the one that's kind of thrown people off a little bit is no Scoot Henderson.
I'm going to that lake.
He is not going to that lake in Vegas. He will not be down at Lake Mead. No. Maybe he's busy doing something else. But no Scoot Henderson. And I saw a bunch of people kind of freaking out about that today. The Blazer Twitter, you know, they love to have a conniption fit.
Sure.
Like, what has Scoot done that he doesn't need to go to Summer League? He's not terrible. Like, Summer League offers, like, I could care less about Summer League. And by the way, neither can the Portland Trailblazers.
I think Summer League offers two things. I think it offers your first exposure to NBA pace basketball for guys who are true rookies. And it offers a little bit of a proving ground for guys that are on the bubble, trying to make a two-way, trying to make a G League, what have you. But otherwise, you've seen, and Scoot got all the experience in the NBA that he needed to last year. He does not need to be in Summer League. He's not going to prove anything to anyone being in Summer League, playing with a bunch of guys who aren't going to be on the court with him.
And that's Kamara, too. Like, both of those guys played in the NBA.
And even if their seasons weren't great, even if Scoot maybe underwhelmed in his first year, that doesn't mean he needs to be here playing three or four games that don't mean anything.
This is the like Summer League, I don't know what the perception around Summer League is, but like it means zero, just zilch. The moment someone gets the hiccups, they're like, yeah, you're done.
Shut them down.
Dude, if Klingon gets a hangnail, they're going to be like, go sit down over there. The competition level at Summer League, just, it's not, the vast majority of people there aren't NBA players. Right. And if they are NBA players, they're not even NBA rotational
players. It's spring training.
It's the end of the, exactly. Like, so the idea that Scoot Henderson is going to go down after playing however many games he played in the NBA last year, what did he play, like 60, 65?
Something like that.
You know, like, as if he's going to go down to Summer League and that's going to do anything other than, what, prove that he's better than a bunch of dudes that aren't going to be on NBA rosters?
And I think that's just it. If Scoot were injured all of last season and didn't have any experience, if he was coming off an injury and just trying to get back into the rhythm of things, but like you mentioned, 62 games he played last year. Summer League doesn't do anything for him that the 62 games last year did.
No. So just anyone wondering, like, where Scoot Henderson is, he's far away from Vegas. Because whatever you think of Scoot, Scoot averaged 14 points in the NBA last year. He was a 14-3-5 guy. That doesn't go to Summer League. That shouldn't shock you in the least bit. So that's just put that to bed, Blazer Summer League people. If you're like, oh my God, where's Scoot Henderson? Not there. Not in Summer League. Plus, you don't want him to catch that Rop COVID down in Vegas.
I'm going to that lake.
Yeah, you don't want to catch that.
I like that the text line thinks that Rop has a special COVID dealer down on the Strip.
Oh, I like that. You know, like most people have like a Coke dealer, but Rob goes to Vegas and he's got a COVID. He's
or
like,
someone's got their hookup for some other unsavory business, but you know, Rob's got a COVID guy.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I want.
I'm gonna need a couple of days when I get back. So
I need the good stuff.
Make
too.
Sure it's pure.
Yeah, pure. Pure. Yeah, yeah. None of that long COVID BS. Like, you don't want to like get fentanyl like laced with something. You don't want long COVID. You're like, no, I just need like, you know, like 3-4 days.
Yeah, put me down, but not for long.
Either that or you just got like a COVID test. Like, hey, man, I need a positive COVID test. Just like, hey, one that's already, like, there's someone down there collecting used COVID tests that are positive. That way, like, you can take a photo of it. No, look, man, this is the real deal. This is what you want right
Maybe
here.
That's the gig. Maybe he has that hookup here in Portland. He brings it back with him from Vegas. Then he's able to sell his test.
I'm going to feel really bad if he's at, like we get a call from like Danielle, you get a call from like Nurse Nice over the weekend and Rop's in the hospital. We're like, ooh.
Though when, and we can't even go visit because he's sick.
Yeah. Although at that point we'd be like, yeah, cause it's so true. Like after a certain point, like you get COVID this many times, especially under the same circumstances, you go down to Vegas. It's like, he's been gone for like 8-9 days. He's supposed to be back for one day. And it's like COVID, like he could call us and be like, hey guys, I'm in the hospital. And you know, in the back of your mind, you'd be like, really, dude? Mm. Like, really? You're trying to do the hospital thing? You're pushing it that far? Come on. The gig's just, it's fine. It's not a big deal. It's like, you just, you know.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, dear.
You can't take it seriously. You just can't. I don't know. It, like, unless he, like, it's, he needs his wife to send, he needs the wife to send the message. Because if she sends the message,
then it sounds much more serious.
Then it sounds much more serious. There was, I was watching, Netflix had one of these, like, it's like the world's worst roommate. It's a show going
I've heard
on.
About this. It's kind of getting some steam. I haven't checked it out yet, but I've heard people talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've only seen the one episode, and the person that was like, getting poisoned was, I hated her. And so I had no sympathy for her. So it was hard for me.
When you don't feel bad for the victim.
Right? No, like her roommate, she had this roommate for like 20 plus years, and the roommate was trying to poison her and steal her kid, which is like horrific.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Take it easy, lady.
Yeah, she orders like MRSA off the dark web. Turns out you can order like staph infections off the dark web, which, by the way, keep that in my pocket for later. But like as it was going on,
head coach? God.
I wasn't really enjoying it because I didn't care that she had was
sure. If you yeah, she wasn't sympathetic enough for you, and you're saying Rop might be in that same boat.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those. You're like, eh. You need to have some sort of like there has to be a rooting interest. Unlike this guy where I was like, really? At this point, I'm like the fourth time she got poisoned and she couldn't figure out that it was the roommate poisoner, I was like, listen here. At this point, if you die, that's on you. Like
yeah, you should have been avoiding this by now.
I'm like, yeah, this is your own fault. And one of the reasons why I hated her so much is she kept going into the hospital for like these horrific infections that could have, she would pass out at home.
Okay.
She was like, I was feeling okay. And then my roommate would give me some medicine. And then I'd wake up in the hospital. maybe, just maybe, put it together that you're like,
give yourself the medicine. Don't take it from your roommate or whatever.
Yeah. So every time she was in the hospital, like on death's door, you know what she did? She took a selfie. Like the entire episode is her in hospital beds on death's door.
That's where they lost Duke.
Taking a selfie. Like the fourth selfie from your deathbed, I was like, listen here, bitch. I hope you die. Like I was done. At that point, and by the way, she was doing the duck lips in every photo. It's like, are you that vain?
That whiny bitch.
I was like, yeah. At that point, I'm not going to say I was rooting for her to die, but there was part of me was like, yeah, you deserve it.
Because these bitches be high maintenance.
So just if you get a chance, check that thing out.
I will.
And watch the first episode. It's the very first one.
Okay.
And tell me if about halfway through, like the second or third time she gets hospitalized.
You're like, fine, just go.
I want to know if I'm the only one.
Okay.
I just want to, am I the world's worst person? Because I was like, yeah, she should just go.
Well, I'll report back Monday when Rop is out with COVID.
Let me know.
Isachi.
We'll just replay this show again. No one's listening anyways. We come back in the news. Primetime here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.